英文，如果你是要听英文的话，你可能就可以很清楚听到我。
This problem I'm getting seems to be getting worse.
好像我的问题现在越来越严重了。给我一杯水。
If I don't talk, it gets better.
水就可以。好像是好一点，但是我还是这样。谢谢。
But anyhow, I hope you can hear me.
我希望大家能听到我。
Today we're going to take a journey into the book of Job.
今天呢，我们要去看约伯记。
Job is the oldest, most feel it's the oldest book in the Bible, older than Moses' book.
很多人认为约伯是圣经里最古老的一本书，比那个摩西五经还要早。
And when we look at Job, we see he has some very, great principles he lived by.
我们如果看约伯呢，发现约伯呢，他有一些很高尚的原则是他造了生活的。
Now he lived after the flood.
他是在那个大洪水之后。
But he lived before Abraham.
但是他你知道吗他比亚伯拉罕还要早。
So he knew nothing about the law.
所以呢他对律法是完全没有概念的。
And what God was going to do with his nation Israel.
也不知道神要拣选以色列民成为一个国家。
But he did know what had come down through the ages before the flood, because they were told about that and since.
然后呢他但是他知道洪水之前的那些世代因为他们是应该听说过。
It wasn't until about 1969 or 5 or something, when the dead scrolls, they call them, they're over in Israel, around that area, were found in some caves.
我们知道一直到1965年 1949, 发现那个死海书卷 1948.
No, that's when Israel was given, made a nation.
Yeah, it's not a nation.
This is when the architects found the dead scrolls.
Yeah, 他们就发现那个死海书卷。
Now, there had been a group of people during the, just before Jesus, lived, that, they left the Rome, the areas where they lived, and they all clustered in one area. Almost like a monastery.
他们就是在耶稣主耶稣来到这个世纪之前有一群人他们像隐士似的他们就离开了这个社会他们就隐居在这个山洞里面。
And their purpose was to preserve all the writings.
他们的目的呢
that they had.
就是他们要保存所有他们所有的这些记录下来的这些文件和过去的写作。
Many times they would write them over because they were, I guess, so ancient. But anyhow,
他们要那时候是没
有 Romans, they knew were going to take them over, they hid all of those scrolls.
他们知道罗马人呢，可能要占领他们的。他们就把他们所有写的这些经卷呢，都放在这个石头的这个罐子里边。
They put them in jars.
他们把他们放在那个
There were hundreds.
有好多有几百个。
And one day, a little shepherd boy, or a shepherd with a little, one of his little shepherd boys, they were going through that area.
有一次呢有一个小男孩他就是
牧羊工。And they lost one of their animals.
然后呢他就找不到他的一只羊了他羊丢失了。
So the little boy, he went up where the caves was thinking maybe,The animal ran in there.
然后这个小男孩就想，哎，说是不是我的羊就钻到哪个山洞里了
？Of course, those caves were very dark, and he probably wasn't very brave.
然后呢，那个当然那个山洞呢都很黑，他也不是很勇敢，他也不敢进去。
So like any little boy, he picked up a stone and threw it in there.
所以呢，他就捡了一块石头就砰往那个洞里扔
，thinking he could scare the animal, but instead he heard something break.
然后呢，他就。想说他可以把里边什么藏的什么动物给吓走，但是听到好像有这个破的一个东西。
It was that little boy that discovered these dead, what they call now the Dead Sea Scrolls.
所以呢，这个小男孩其实就发现了这个死海书卷。
It's been one of the greatest things that has authenticated the Word of God.
这个死海古卷呢，就证明了神的话语是真实的，这是一个考古学上一个很大的事情。
But let me tell you what else they found pieces of.They said they had none from Adam, but from his son, from Adam's son on down, every one of the patriarchs wrote a little book or a book about the things in his generation to hand down to his children and grandchildren. And a lot of it, I'm sure that a good portion was to tell them what God wanted of them.
就是从亚当之后呢，他的每一代，他的那个后代呢，每一个就像说那个早期的那个，像他们的先祖似的，他们每个人都会写一点像历史记录，说他们那个时代所发生的事情。所以这样的话，洪水之前的这个历史记录就可以被保存下来。
I'm enjoying right now. I was reading about what Noah wrote.
我现在非常享受就是诺亚所记录的。
And so,What I wanted to say all of that for, you know, I'm one of those kind has to go right back to everything to say it. But what I wanted to say was that Job had a fundamental background of what God wanted from man.
所以呢，就是对约伯来讲，他是知道神对人的这个要求，神对人的心意是什么的。
Now, Job lived in the East, and he actually,It seems like he had really made a name for himself.
约伯呢是住在东方，然后我们也知道他应该是一个很出名的人，在当时的时代。
He may have been one of the most wealthy men of that time.
他可能是当时最有钱的一个人。
He was one of the leaders. He was one that they counted wise.
他就是大家是公认的智慧人，很有智慧的一个人，也是一位领袖。
He would go and sit.At the gate where they judged and where people would come with their problem.
他是坐在城门口，那时候坐在城门口就都是法官，大家有什么事情，有什么诉讼，就到城门口。
And the way the word of God said he was pretty well known around the country.
所以呢，在当时那个地区或者那个国家，他是很出名的。
Now he was so careful that when his children would have a party, he would make a sacrifice to God unless they said something in their heart.Against God.
他就是非常的小心，当他的孩子们在一起就是有那个吃饭有宴席的时候，在他们过了之后，他就会为他的孩子们献祭，就是他就担心孩子们在吃饭的就是宴席的时候呢，欢乐的时候说一些不敬畏神的话。
In one of the chapters, he reiterated, well, that word, he said over again, he told them exactly the things that he used to do, how he took care of the widows,And orphans and the poor, how he was an honest, he just went down the whole list. This was his life.
所以呢，在后边呢，约伯记的后边，他有一次就讲到说他是怎么样对待别人，他怎么样照顾孤儿寡妇，怎么样照顾穷人，然后就是讲到他其实是一个很正直的人。
But like all of us, Job didn't know much about or anything about the spiritual world.
但是呢，约伯他就像很多人一样，他并不对这个属灵界他并不很了解。
Now they were staunch believers in God.
当然，他们相信有神。
But they were staunch believers because they had found from their background and from their forefathers and.They took on and believed in him and worshipped him.
因为他们从他们父辈祖辈的教训里边，他们相信有神，所以他们也敬拜神。
But in Job, we see there is a scene that starts this whole book that doesn't really it isn't just Job.
但是我们从约伯记刚开始看到
in the spiritual realm.
他这个故事的刚开始不是说就是我们所能看到的，他是在一个灵界。
Now, this sometimes is hard for some people to understand.
对有些人来讲，这个大概很难理解。
All we understand is what we see, what we hear.
我们所了解的好像就是我们能看到、能听到的。
Some people don't even understand. They think we came from a one-celled animal, and that's why then all of a sudden everything came from that.
有些人呢就相信这个进化论，说我们就是从一个单细胞生物这样进化过来，然后最后变成这么高级的人。
But there is a spiritual realm.
但是确实是有这个属灵的世
界。Paul said one time I was caught up in the third heaven.
保罗说我有一次被放到第三层
天。And saw things that I couldn't even utter again. Okay, we see now that there is a conversation in the third heaven.
那在这个我们这个空间里面哈，有第一层天、第二层天，还有第三层天。那么就在这个第三层天那里呢，有一个我们看不到的。有一些对话。
I actually would like you to go, please, to the book of Psalm, or Job.
啊，那我们现在翻到你的圣经的中间诗篇的前面，你一往中间翻的时候是诗篇啊。今天都是经节，所以你需要用圣经，你就往中间翻是诗篇。那么诗篇往前面一本就是约伯。我们在还没有进入这个约伯记里面的内容以前，我先有一点点的啊概念哈。人类有一个问题。就是 怎么会有苦难？第一个，第二个，为什么好人会遭这种结果？这是我们两个很大的很难解的问题啊，特别是自己临到这个情况或自己的爱的所爱的人啊，碰到这些问题的时候，我们很感谢神给我们留下这个约伯记。刚才妈妈一开始介绍你说，这一些圣经里面的古卷是怎么来的？不是凭空写的，是很早以前保存下来，然后在某一个时间被一个孩子发现的，所以他这个是在考古学上，不是自己想怎么样就写的。好的，那圣经告诉我们是神的灵默是给一些人写下来的。那么这本书呢，带给我们答案。可是带给我们答案的时候呢，不是要你去推敲为什么会有苦难，是当有苦难的时候我怎么办，这样是比较实际一点啊。我们一直问为什么有苦难，就里面有很多苦，很多毒，很多不明白，然后就很多每天都在那种怨里面。但是现在当我们碰到难处的时候，特别是我们觉得说这个对我是不公平的时候，最重要的是我该怎么办。碰到苦难已经够苦的了，如果再加上对苦难的这个不解还有埋怨的话，那划不来啊。所以呢，这本书呢，神留给我们，但是你要注意，你看这本书的时候，前面中间哈、有30几章都是谈论错苦难，不是谈论苦难，为什么在那边谈论错的？真正的精华在前面，还有在最后面，神对约伯的对话。好，如果你要去看整个欣赏这本书的话，那现在我们再就继续让妈咪来讲这个约伯记里面的一个很重要的核心，就是怎么样在苦难的时候，我对神有正确的认识，而且呢，我怎么样面对苦难的这种里面的信心。
Go on. Okay. Now, in the first of Job, I was wrong. It's not until we get down to about the 7th chapter or something.
直到第七章的时候，约伯记。
8th verse. But you see here that they wanted to establish this book as real. Some people would like to think it's a fairy tale. It's not. It's real. It says that.
有些人觉得这个约伯记不过是一个童话，但实际上这本书是一本历史书籍，是真实的。
There was a man.
确实有一个人。
It says where he lived.
他就告诉我们说他住在什么地
方。Said his name was Job.
然后说这本书，你像历史记录，告诉这个人的名字在什么地方。然后他的那个品格。
He was perfect.
说他完全正直。
And upright.
正直。
And one that feared God.
敬畏神。
And hated evil.
远离恶事。
Now it talks about his all that he has.
然后谈论他讲到他的财产。
Talks about he and how he was worried if his children would curse God.
然后他也讲到他担心他的孩子会离弃神，会犯罪。
And then in the 6th verse, you'll notice
在约伯记的第六节开始
的 scene changes.
然后这个场景呢，就从地上到了天上。
This is in the third.
这个场景是在第三层天。
It's introducing us to something that.We don't really, and we may not even have known that it's there.
所以呢，我们可能也不知道，甚至没有意识到这个第三层天，天堂，这个天真的是存在，灵界真的是存在的。
Now you see this, it tells us in the sixth verse, that the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
这个约伯记第一章第六节讲到神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前。
And of course, the sons of God are those of the angels, as he's calling here.
神的众子就是我们所说的天使。
And then we notice that it goes on to say that, someone else came too, but he is also, remember, a son of God.
你要知道又讲到又有一个存在，又有一个天使来，就是说他曾经也称为是神的儿子，神的孩子。
And that was Satan.
那就是撒旦。
And God called him out special.
然后神就专门把他点名，就跟他对话。
And he said, where have you been, Satan?
神问撒旦说，你从哪里来？
Satan said, I've been walking across the face of the earth, looking, I'm sure, for things that he could get into.
第七节他讲说，我从地上走来走去，往返而来。他在地上想找，看哪里有他行动的机会。
And then God recommended something.
然后神就向他推荐讲到赞扬一件事。
Have you noticed my servant Job?
他说你有没有查看我的仆人约伯
？Actually, it was saying, you know, That's one of my servants. He's perfect. He's righteous. He hates sin. He was sort of saying, this is one of my showpieces.
他就说好像这个就是我的模范，我的展览展板式的。他说就像约伯，他是完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And then Job, and then Satan, like you always do, he threw it up in God's face.
当然那个撒旦总是跟神作对，跟神挑战，就说挑衅，就说。
He said, does Job serve you for nothing?
他说约伯敬畏你岂是无故吗？
And then he went on to say, you have a hedge around him.
他说你在岂不是在他视为圈
套里
边围护他和他的家。
About everything that he has on all sides.
并他一切所有的吗。
And you are blessing him and increasing him.
你手所他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。
Now there's a wonderful principle there.
在这里边我们看到一个很棒的原则。
It's a God saying around my righteous people,I have a hedge.
神说我的义就是我对我就是敬畏的公义的人，我在他们周围用篱笆维护他们，保护他们。
And you can't touch him with that hedge.
你是那个撒旦，他是不能越过那个篱笆来伤害你的。
But then we have a God that is, he's the eternal. He's the one that controls.
但是我们也这位神是永恒的神，他在掌管每件事情。
Now this is what we call testing.
这个时候就是我们讲到的试炼。
So he said to him, okay, I'll take the hedge down.
神就对撒旦说好吧，我就把这个篱笆撤去。
And so he told him, he went on and said, but don't put forth thy hand now and touch all that he has. Or I'm sorry, this is what Satan said. He said to him,Thou hast blessed the works of his hands, but put forth thy hand now, and if you touch all that he has, he will curse you to the face.
那个撒旦就说，你切伸手毁掉他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
In other words, he's saying to him, Job only serves you for what he gets out of you.
他就是撒旦所说，就是说，约神约伯之所以侍奉你，是因为他有好处，他才侍奉你。
If you didn't give him all these things, thenIf you took them away, he would curse you to your face.
如果你把他的这一切的好处，他的所有都拿掉，他肯定会弃掉你，他肯定就不认你了。
Okay, he said, then God said, put forth your hand now and touch all that he has. Well, I'm sorry. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power.
然后神就对撒旦说，好吧。
Now God's taken down the hedge.
神说，凡他所有的都在你的手中。神现在把这个篱笆。
Only upon himself don't you lay a finger on Job.
但是把他的篱神就把这个篱笆给撤去，但是神说你不可以伸手加害于他。
And so Satan went forth. I believe he was so happy.
所以撒旦从神面前退去。然后呢，我想这个撒旦肯定这会儿好高兴，他说他要向神显示。
And he started right away.
他马上就开始了他的行动了，他的迫害了。
Thieves, lightning, all kinds of things destroyed everything that he had.
闪电强盗在一瞬
之间 One by one, servants would come and say, they're all dead. The camel's all dead. The sheep is all dead. The cattle's all dead. Whatever he had.
反正就是在约伯就一瞬好像就是很短的时间之内他的仆人一个来说你的骆驼也被抢走了这个死了那个死了你的仆人也死了最后呢
That said, you know your sons and daughters was in your elder son's home and there came a terrible wind and it blew down and all of them were killed.
然后最后呢，有人来说，你的儿女正在他长兄家里吃饭喝酒，突然有狂风从旷野刮来，把房屋倒塌在少年人身上，他们就都死了。
And so we see that what Job did, of course, he rose and read. This is the way they express their sorrow.
约伯就起来撕裂外袍，
they would tear their clothes,
表示他们
shave their head and fall down upon the ground. But he fell down on the ground and.Worshipped.
但是呢，约伯他就是那种撕裂外袍、剃了头，表示他们一种表示哀痛的办法。他就在地上下，他就伏在地上，但是他伏在地上是敬拜。
So what did he say to God?
他怎么？他对神说什么？他弃掉神了吗
？He said the first thing I have on your list there.
他说
，He said, "Naked I came into my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord giveth, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name."
他敬拜神，他说：“我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。”
a deep confidence he had in God.
他对神有很强的信心。
These things happen.
他是有这个灾难发生。
For a purpose.
但是这是有目的的。
In other words, he said, these weren't mine anyway.
他说这个
I came with nothing.
他说我本来就是赤身而来。
If I go away with nothing.
我赤身而归也会离开这个世界。
So you see a man of deep faith.
我们看到一个很有信心的人。
Not in himself, but in God.
然后他的信心是建立在神的身上，而不是自己的身上。
Then let's go over to the second chapter.
然后我们现在去。
Because it tells us in that verse he did not curse God.
他刚才讲的那个那一句，你有看到吗？你的圣经上你有看到吗？
约伯记第
二十一节。哦，现在他要讲的都是在那个你的讲义上有写那个圣经。的章节，但是没有写内容，所以你自己注意看一下。好，你
再
来提醒再来。
OK，
第一章二十一节。
第一章二十一节讲：“我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。”
What do we do today？
今天我们做什么呢
？We blame God for everything。
我们今天是发生任何事情都去责怪神。
Why didn't God stop the shooting？
为什么神没有把这个校园枪击给停止呢
？Why doesn't God stop the storm？
为什么神没有把这个飓风给停止呢？
It seems like everything that happens, we just seem to blame God.
所以呢，只要有什么事情发生，我们都
是责怪神。If God was a God of love, we wouldn't see wars. He would stop them.
如果神是慈爱的神，为什么还有战争呢？他应该停止战争。
We're going to learn more about that.
我们现在就学习更多。
Now there came another day on the second chapter.
然后在那个约伯记第二章呢，就讲到同样的又一天。
Sons of God was there and Satan was there.
然后神的众子在那，在神面前。
And again, God asked him the same question.
然后神就问约伯那个撒旦同样的问题，说你在地上去哪儿？你从哪里来
？And the Lord said unto Satan, You know, has you considered my servant Job? And there is none like him in the earth. He's throwing it up at him.
然后呢，神就问撒旦说
，Have you considered him? Have you done what you wanted? On this one that is perfect and upright and fears God and hates evil, and shall hold fast his integrity, although they move me against him to destroy him without cause.
神就说了，你有没有用心查看我的仆人约伯？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。你虽激动我攻击他，无故的毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯正。
First round, Job
第一轮，第一轮呢？这个争第一轮呢？这个、约伯赢了。
God's able to look Satan in the eye and say, "Huh?"
神就对约伯对撒旦说
：“You made me do things against him.
你让我就是说测去他的篱笆。
But he didn't curse me.
但是他没有诅咒我，没有弃掉我。
Okay, Satan said.
然后撒旦就说了：“好吧。
But skin for skin.
他说人以皮代皮。
And in other words, making sick.
你让他生病。
Touch him.
你就是让我现在。
第二章。
第二章第四节，你就是你人以皮代皮
，and he'll curse you in your face.
他肯定就是当面弃掉你。
So we see then that God said something.
然后神就耶和华神就说了
，and put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you. He said, but this is what God said, and the Lord said unto Satan, behold. He is in thy hands, but save his life.
所以呢，在第四节，撒旦就说：“你切伸手伤他的骨头和他的肉，他必当面弃掉你。”神说：“他在你手中，只要存留他的性命。”
Those three words are tremendous.
你知道吗？存留他的性命，这在英文里三个字是很有力的。
When God said to Satan, "Save his life,"
当神对撒旦说存留他的性命的时候
，What did he mean?
神说什么意思呢？这个到底是什么意思
？Anybody know？
大家知道吗？什么叫存留他的性命
？Save her life，
就说我们说救他的命是什么意思呢
？Do all you care to， but you save her life。
但是你不管你怎么样，都要救他的命。
Whatever it is，
不管是怎么样
，Somebody ought to understand。
大家难道不了解这个存留他的性命是什么意思吗 ？That means keep his life. He won't die.
Okay，
就说他不会。
But What is he saying to Satan?
神对撒旦说的是什么呢
？He's telling us there that Satan has the ability to take lives.
他在这里讲到的是说，撒旦其实有这个能力可以害命，就是把人的夺掉我们的性命。
See, he would have never said that if he knew that Satan couldn't take his life.
如果要不是说神知道撒旦可以害，就是杀害一个伤害一个人害命的话，神不会这样说。
We have grown up with the thought, God gives life and is a God that takes life.
我们有的时候我们这个美国长大就觉得说、oh, 哦，神给生命神也会把生命取去。
God gives life.
神是给我们生命。
But the ruler of this world can take our lives.
但是这个世界的王可以把人的生命可以害命。
The word of God said, don't fear that one that can take your body.
神说你不要。
But that one that can also take your soul.
不要害怕那个只能取你生命的。
But fear the one that can take body.And soul to destroy them.
只要怕那又能灭你身体又能灭你命的，只要敬畏他灵魂。
That'll take a while to soak in.
所以呢，这个要我们要想一想才能够真正了解。
Satan has the capability of taking lives.
撒旦是可以害命的，是可以取走人的性命的。
Now,
可以杀害的。
I've thought about this. This has really struck me.
这个让我一下真的是对我挺震。挺震撼的。
And then as I read the word and look at life, I think, yes.
然后我再看看周围的世界，我读神的话，我想
的确如此。How does Satan take people's lives?
你知道撒旦他怎么样害命，怎么样去把人的让害杀害人吗
？Drugs.
比如说像毒品、
alcohol、
酒精、酗酒。
He gets them to the place where he possesses them.
然后有的时候这个人被这个魔鬼所掌控。
What did that little boy say down there in the, where, the last, where the last shooting down in lower in Florida?
就是像
He said voices were telling me. And the police, when they went to explain it, said it was demons that was telling him.
然后就是我们知道前两个星期发生的这个佛州的那个校园枪击案，说这个凶手他说有个声音对我说，然后那个警察说他这个真的是好像被那个邪灵附体，这个邪灵给他说要去杀。
Satan so possesses the mind and the emotions, and he brings them down with these terrible things. He doesn't go around and say, oh, you're not my child, I'll kill you. No, I don't think God allows that part.
然后他不是就是说这个小孩呢，这个凶手呢是这样的被撒旦所充满控制。然后他就这样去杀人，他不会说哦，你不是我的孩子，我让撒旦杀。
But Satan brings us to ourselves, to themselves, to the place they kill themselves or kill others.
所以撒旦会怎么样害命呢？他让一个人自己，
God does that to man.
他让一个人到一个地步，他自己就是自杀，或者是他去杀人。
You said he does it because of it. He wants to punish him. Then God, Jesus Christ said, "I came not to punish."
主耶稣说我来不是为了要我来
bring you truth and justice and so forth.
主耶稣说来我来不是要定罪，而是要带来生命真理和公义。
Our punishment, the real punishment is going to come when Jesus comes back.
当主耶稣再来的时候，那才是
punished in such a way.
那个所有那才是真正的审判。
But we see that God doesn't somebody murder somebody and so he kills them.No, you know, I wish they did sometimes. You wish, why didn't God strike him dead? Because he didn't, this isn't under law. We're under grace.
就是说有的时候我们会说，哎，为什么这个人杀人了，神没有马上把这个人的性命拿去，因为我们现在神不是这样做。
Are you beginning to grasp?
神
Do you understand?
神，因为我们是在恩典的时代。
I don't want to make you mixed up.
我不想让大家混淆。
But I want you to make you see,That Satan has the power to drive men and women to death.
你知道吗？撒旦有这个能力，可以让这个不管是男人还是女人，让他们走向灭亡，走向死亡，会自己。
So when they say
撒网自杀
，God could have stopped that. What makes wars? Men, evil men.
你说神可以停止啊？你知道到底是什么挑起战争呢？是这些想要很想。是这些邪恶的人，他们想要有自己的方式，或者想要自己的权利挑起战争的。
They're driven.
他们好像被一种东西所驱使。
Now today, I think they're not only driven, they're crazy.
他现在不单单是被驱使，
really?
他们简直是已经疯狂了。
China,
俄国、
United、
中国、
States?
美国、
North Korea、
北朝鲜、
Iran,
还有伊朗
，and now India.
现在是印度。
They are all making.Nuclear warheads that can reach the other countries.
他们都造的那个核武器可以打到别的国家。你看到大家看到了吗
？One hits here, then the other hits back, and this one hits this one, and then that's they're going to destroy the world.
他们就是我们都有核武器可以这样子。
You can't live under nuclear attacks across this world.
他们就是要说我们都有核武器可以打到一个地方。
Very few would survive.
如果这个核战争一旦发生，没有 什么人能活下来。
Sometimes I wonder if that's what that saint wants to do.
我想这是不是撒旦就希望那个核弹能爆发。
We have to understand that Satan has the power to bring man down to the place that they kill themselves or kill others.
所以呢
or they explodes their mind with drugs and things. Oh, my friends, Satan is no, he's powerful, but not as powerful as God.
所以呢撒旦有能力呢就是让一个人呢就是混淆到一定程度他不要不就是自杀要不就是杀人或者他的整个这个思想就混乱了。
I'm not afraid of Satan.
我不害怕撒旦。
I've got a hedge around me.
因为我知道我有篱笆维护我。
Now once in a while, old Satan gets in to tempt me and test me, and particularly my old brain is getting weaker and weaker.
有的时候撒旦会来试炼我，会来试探我，尤其是我的那个思维越来越弱。但是我是属于神的。
So my friends, when we see this, here we see a man.
所以我们看到这样约伯。
This is a long book, 40-some chapters.
你知道约伯记是很长的，一共有42、40几章。
And I'm trying to teach it.
然后我想要去教约伯记。
And I've had a problem.
但是我有问题。
Because he had three friends.
因为呢约伯呢有三位朋友。
Four of them.
他一共其实是四位朋友。
They really liked him. They came for the first week and never said a word, but just humbled themselves and mourned with him.
他们真的是他的好朋友。他们第一个星期来的时候呢，跟他坐在那儿，什么一个字都没说，一句话都没说。
But God is wife.
Oh yeah, that woman.
那个约伯的妻子。
She would tell him, "Curse God and die."
然后约伯的妻子说
"Don't be a foolish woman."
他说你就说你就弃掉神死了吧。然后约伯说你说话怎么像愚妄的妇人呢
？At least he put her in place. But anyhow, as the time went on and these friends came, they had one solution to his problem.
他们给约伯找了一个解决办法，唯一的办法。
And they would say the thing over and over, from verse after verse after verse, all different kinds of ways.
他们就有不同的角度、不同的方式来说一件事情，一直在讲。
And that was, you've sinned.
就是那个主题就是你犯罪了。
And if you don't confess your sin,You're not going. God's going to forsake you.
他说，如果你不承认你的罪的话，神会遗弃你。
And Job, on the other hand, had something in him. I cannot.
在约伯里面好像一种什么
？I have to say that once you know God,
一旦你真正认识神
，and really know Him,
你真的是认识神
，really love Him,
真的是爱神。
You just don't think. You don't understand.And this is where Job was.
然后别人是不能了解。
Chapter after chapter.
但是你自己知道。
He would say, "I wished I was dead."
他在那个约伯记不断的说，我希望我已经死了，我早就死了。我希望我在没出生之前就死在妈妈的肚子里。
He was constantly wondering where God is. I can't find him.
他一直在问，他说神在哪里？我怎么找不到神？
I looked on the right
hand. 他说我左右看，
I can't find him.
我找不到神。
And this was the troubling thing in Job.
这是约伯让他很不能解、很难受的一件事情。别人都在谴责他。
He said, "Then tell me what I've done."
他说：“你们说我犯罪了，那你告诉我做错什么了，我犯什么罪了。”
And then he would tell me, "I wished I had a mediator that could take me to and talk to God for me."
他说：“我希望有一个中保，让我跟神之间可以对话。”
Now, unless you have had periods of darkness in your life, you will never understand what Job went through.
除非你是经历过那种黑暗，你是不太能了解。约伯他所讲的是什么意思
？He never bemoaned losing his things, you know, his possessions.
他从来没有说因为他丧掉了那么多财产在那里痛苦，在那里悲伤。
He only moaned over his children.
他只有为他的儿女的去世。
But the whole book is about Job wondering where God is.
但是这个
because the I'm sorry.
约伯记的整个书都在讲，他在想说神在哪里。
Because the whole book is the fact that he's in darkness.
因为他是处在一种极度的黑暗的一个沮丧中。因为撒旦这样来伤害他。
He said, "I dread going to bed at night."
他说我晚上甚至不敢上床睡觉。
Because I had dreams and terrible visions.
因为他有那个不好，就是很噩梦，有这种看见的这种可怕的意象。
Have any of you got to the place sometimes you can't feel God?
你有没有到了那个时期，你觉得你根本感觉不到神
？Particularly if you're prone to particularly if you're prone to depression.
如果你是那种
the devil uses that.
倾向是容易 忧郁或比较忧郁的一个人，撒旦会用你这种个性。
He brings terror to the mind and he makes you feel like there's no hope.
他让你脑中有充满惊吓，让你觉得没有盼望。
Job went through agony.
约伯是经历了很大的这种难以言说的这种痛苦，他从来不是因为他丢掉了，他没有财产了，他的孩子死了。
He never even mentioned his wife.
他从来没有提过他的太太。
But what he was worried about?
然后他所担心的是什么呢
？Was where's God?
他说他在问的是神在哪里
？Once you've had fellowship with God,
你一旦跟神真的是有这种个人的很好的关系。如果你真的认识他
，When that sunshine of His joy and love is in your heart，
你如果你知道跟神相交的那种同在、那种快乐跟那种喜乐的话
，He had none of that。
然后他现在什么都没有，他再也没有那种喜乐。
But I want you to notice，
但是我想大家注意到
，These are the answers He gave throughout this book。
这个最后给我们答案是什么
？Many times under agony, many times under accusation。
在那个别人的控告
His wife came to him the second time and she said, and you'll see that second one, does that still hold your integrity?
然后呢我们知道别人在指责他，他太太第二次来到他面前说你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧？
No, I think there's been women that wish they could say that sometimes, but I
mean,
she's saying to him, what's the use?
他太太其实在说你这样子持守你的纯正有什么用呢
？He said you speak as a foolish woman.
然后约伯对他说：“你说话像愚顽的妇人。
”Shall we receive good in God's hand, and shall we not receive evil?
他难道我们从神手里得福，
And if we can get this incorporated into our lives, we may not go through some of the darkness as we do.
如果我们真的能了解到，就像约伯这样知道说。从神手里不单得福也收获嘛，我们
sickness,
然后我们就
death, you know something happened to us, but we don't want to accept these things.
如果这样的话，我们在生命中可能就不会经历那样的黑暗。我们也会经历疾病，经历死亡。但是如果我们知道说我们从神里不单单得福也收获嘛，这样我们可能就不会特别的不解。
And actually, that was after he had been, his body had been attacked.
他讲这个话是约伯已经是身体上受了
They go on for chapter after chapter, but when we get to the 19th chapter,
然后我们最后到看到约伯记第十九章
and they're still accusing him of sin.
他的朋友仍然在指责他犯罪
and he can't think or find any sin in his life.
但是他自己回想，他真的是没有什么罪可以承认
He said there, "Oh, that my words were now written."Oh, that they were printed in a book, that they were graven on an iron with an iron pen and lead into the rock forever.
他就在约伯记十九章二十三、二十四节，约伯说：“我愿我的言语写在书上，都记录在书上，用铁笔镌刻，用铅灌在磐石上，只存到永远。”
It was this word he's going to write on the stone to tell you, I served the God and look what He gave me.
然后他是要写，他要在那个磐石上写什么？说哦，你看我不是神，你看我现在得到什么？我对神，我完全正直。
No.
你看现在神反攻击我。他知道他要在这个写在磐石上怎么样的话呢
？I know that my Redeemer liveth.
他说我知道我的救主活着。
And that he shall stand in the latter days upon the earth.
末了必站立在地上。
This was taught from the day of Adam.
这是讲到说是从亚当的日子开始，这是二十五节。
And so then he went on. He was confident. God's coming. He's real. We're going to have a judgment.
神会来，神是真实的。神会，我们会有审判。
And though after my skin worms have destroyed this body,
他说我这皮肉灭绝之后
，yet in the flesh I shall see God.
我必在肉体之外得见神。二十六。
Whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another.
我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，并不像外人。
Though my reins be consuming within me, I'm going to see him.
他说我的心肠在我里面消灭了，但是我要看到神。
The natural man would be the last one that want to see him.
我们这个自然的人呢，就是很说，可能就根本不想见神，最怕见神，但是不是约伯。
Then in a couple more chapters,
然后我们再过几章。
Knocked him here and told him this there.
然后他们又说他这样的，又在继续的指责他，攻击他的时候。
He said, "Behold, I go forward." This 23:8.
在那个第约23章第八节，他说
God's not there. Have you been there?
他说我往前行，他不在那里。
And he's not there. I don't perceive it.
也不能看到神，也不能见神。
But he knows the way I take.
但是呢，神却知道我所行的路。
He has tried me.
当他试炼我之后
，But I shall come forth as gold.
我必如金金。
My foot has held his steps.
我脚追随他的。
His ways have I kept.
我谨守他的道。
And not declined.
并不偏离。
Neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips.
他嘴唇的命令我未曾背弃。
I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessities or my food.
他口中的言语过于我需用的饮食。这是
23
章8到12节。
With all of it.
虽然有所有这一切。
Even though God afflicted me.
虽然呢神让我受苦。
He loved God.
他还是爱神。
And they couldn't take that. Away from him.
他们不能，他的朋友没有办法把这个给他除去，不能让他转向神。
You know, as you get older, your mind gets weaker, sometimes you forget everything.
你知道，当我们年纪大了，我们会忘事儿。
And I have worked with people like that. You know, people, they will kick you.
然后我见过一些人，他们
会真的会踢你。My uncle was a godly man, and when he went out of his mind, he cursed.
我的舅舅，他是一个很敬虔的人，但是让他这个。头脑不能思想，最后有点脑筋不思灵的时候，他会诅咒神。
God knows the way.
神知道我们所行的道路。
He knows the heart.
他知道我们的心。
He knows the mind is gone.
他知道他已经那会儿不能正常思维了。
Satan will make a playhouse out of it.
当你的思维不能正常思维的时候，那个撒旦就在里边为所欲为。
But I let him know that I still trust the Lord.
但是他知道我。
I need him more than I need my food.
他说我仍然相信神，我
需要神。More than I need my possessions.
超过我需
要的饮食。Or my wife, or even my children.
超过我的。我的财产，我的妻子，甚至我的孩子。
That is commitment to God.
这是他对神的一个委身。
Then we notice a little later that was in the 23rd, about four more chapters down.
然后我们再看到第二十七章，约伯记第二十七章。
And I want you to listen to this one.
大家想听第三节。
All the while my breath is in me.
他说我的生命尚在我里面。
And the spirit of God is in my nostrils.
神所赐呼吸之气仍在我的鼻孔内。
My lips shall not speak wickedness.
我的嘴绝不说非义。
Nor my tongue utter deceit.
我的舌也不说诡诈。
God forbid that I should justify you till I die. I will not remove my integrity from me.
我断不以你们为是，我
自己必以自己为不正。
他说我要持定我的意。
And I'll not let it go.
必不放松。
My heart shall not reproach me so long as I
在世的日子，我心必不责备我。
He's telling those men.
他就告诉他的那些朋友。
I don't care what you say.
我不在意你们说什么。
I don't care how much you think I've sinned.
我不在意你们多觉得我是个罪人，我犯了多少罪。
As long as I have breath in me.
只要我还有气息。
I will not do wickedness.
我不会犯罪，我不会做邪恶的事情。
And I'm not going to justify what you say.
我也不会说，以你们所说的为是。
I will not remove my integrity from me.
我也不会让我的公正离开我。
My heart shall not reproach me.
我的心不会责备我。
On my side.
不在我这一面来讲。
God will not be able to say that I'm going to do these things.
在我这边，神不能说我做了这些事情。
So you see, what Job's greatest
你觉得约伯他最大的面临的最大的问题是什么吗
？His greatest concern，
他最在意的是什么呢
？That he could not find God，
就是他找不到神。
But in his heart，
但是在他的内心深处
，He knew he had not sinned，
他知道他没有犯罪。
He had no understanding of what God had done，
他也不了解神为什么会做这些事。
What a faith！
他的信心是怎样的信心
？What an example to give to us！
他是怎么样的一个
榜样 ？And there have been others in life that have done many things just like Job. I'm not giving up.
有很多人就像约伯一样，他们生命中
碰到很多事情，但是不放弃。Or they can't eat, like Johnny Erickson can't do anything but with her mouth.
或者就像琼瑶，
她
就全身瘫痪，她只能动头。
Some little motor thing, but the
touch.
But she went on to live a life more full than she would have if she had been well.
如果她要是她过了这个丰盛的生命，但是呢，比她没有受伤之前更好。受伤之前更好。所以呢，不要放弃神。
Seek him,
寻求他。
Pray,
祷告。
Ask him to show you yourself.
求神向你显示他自己。
Hold on to him.
显示你的真实情况，
抓紧他。Because one of these days you will see.
因为有一天，到一天我们会跟他面对面。
There'll be those that'll fall on their face because of what they have done.
有些人会在他面前，因为他们所行的，在神面前下拜。
In agony.
但是这样。
Because every knee is going to fall down before.
因为我们刚刚唱了说，万膝都要跪拜。
But all will be wonderful when we know Him.
但是如果你是那个不认识神的，到那时候你也要承认他是主。但是在我们。
From us.
但是就像我们认识神的人我们是多么的就是经多么的奇妙因为我们就不再有这个血肉之躯我们是进入这个永恒有一个不朽的躯体
You say I can't quite believe you sister
你说我好像没法相信你所说的
这一切 That's just part of your religion part of what you believe
好像这不过是你的宗教你自己想的
You know I can prove to you and I've said it dozen of times here I can prove to you from the word of God that God is real.
我可以从圣经上向你证明神的话是真实的，神是真实的。
I can show you many places where God, maybe 3,000 years ahead, said this is what's going to happen then. And as you look in history, that's what happened.
你就可以看到，我可以向你证明，在三千年以前，神说了一些事情。所说的预言
no That's why the word of God is so powerful. There's no way you can read the word asking the Holy Spirit to show you truth that he won't do it. It's there.
然后呢神的话是如此的有力就是当圣灵向你显示你就知道说神所说的都会实现。
So whether we are don't know him,
不管说我们是不是不认识他
or whether we weak in our faith,
或者是我们的信心软弱
Or whether sometimes we feel condemned.
或者我们觉得被定罪。
Jesus said, I have come not to condemn you.
主耶稣说我来不是要定罪。
But to forgive you.
而是要与饶恕。
The word of God said,
神的话说,
that he is on the right hand of the Father right now.
神,耶稣在神的右边。
Making intercession like a lawyer.
就像一个
So when we pray to him,
所以呢,他就像律师一样,我们的辩护律师。
He takes it.To the Father.
当我们向他祷告的时候，他把我们的祷告带到神面前。
It's wonderful.
真的是很棒。
God bless you this morning.
神祝福我们。
May I ask a question?
Oh yes, please. I wish you everybody would.
When you're going through situations similar, or maybe in your life, is it okay to go to God's word and? Quote these words back to God.
Yes, I tell you the truth. You know,
他说就是说，当他你在生命中碰到像约伯这样的难处的时候，是不是可以像约伯，就是用约伯的这个圣经上的这些话来祷告？妈咪。
Many times, people when they don't know what to say, they'll recite the scripture to God.
很多时候，人不知道怎么祷告的时候，他会用神的话来向神祷告。他说：“神啊，你说过你永远不会离弃我，我相信你。”
And all's dark. Everything seems terrible.
然后虽然看得很黑暗。
I've told you before hundreds of times that depression has been part of my life. Even up to today.
我已经跟大家讲过很多次，我常常会感到这个忧郁，就算到今天。
I know that the Lord's there with me.
但是我知道神和我同在。
He will lift it because I belong to Him.
因为我属于他，他会帮助我。
You know, sure, use scripture all you can.
所以用这个。最好就是你能用圣经就用圣经。
Is there something you'd like to ask?
大家还有没有别的问题
discuss with you.
我想跟大家有需要讨论的吗
?So I figure, well,
我说如果没有人提问题 所以每个人都了解了。
Or nobody's got it.
或者是大家什么都没听明白。
They can't even ask the question.
所以就是问这个问题。
But anyhow, I trust God uses at least a little of something here. You know, I have found out as a minister, I can preach a nice long, which I am a long-winded preacher, but I can preach long and somebody get one little phrase out of it and changes their life.
身为一个传道人或牧者即使我讲很多很多，只要你能够听到一句，得到你其中的一点点的精华，我就已经很感恩了So I can say something now?
Yeah, I'm finished. Honey.
他结束那我要
Thank God, I still have a voice.
等一下哈，还有刚才过去的那个。好，刚才有个问题哈，可能我们以前都没有想过，有一种恶势力可以取人的命，哇，这个很严重的，而且很可怕，是不是？很可怕，你可以想一想那些我们美国有，不知道中国有没有魔鬼教，
有撒旦教，中国有吗？美国叫撒旦
教。邪教还不是魔鬼教。
没有，中国好像还没有。
魔鬼教本身呢，撒旦教，对，撒旦教。就是呢，他们，你会发现他的整个的气氛哈，我在这里接触过一个年轻人，他的房间都是贴那个骷髅头的照片，然后他每次都穿黑色的。你说，哎，年轻人，现在年轻人怎么样？很自由嘛，喜欢穿什么就穿什么哈。那事实上，这个都有蹊跷的，就是他无形中就会带着一种那种黑暗幽暗的那种邪气在那里，他不会喜欢光明的东西哈。你不要回去很神经质的去查你的孩子哈，他穿的一定有骷髅头的那个衣服哈。不过最好不要穿那些，真的是最好不要穿那些，因为像刚才妈咪讲的，这个第三层天那里的灵界的东西我们都不懂，我们真的都不懂，我们看不到嘛。人的话，神造人哈，他很爱我们，有他的形象，可是我们不是纯灵的灵界的这样的的被造啊。那刚才有一个观念说，这个恶势力或者是凶恶的这个魔鬼撒旦呢，他是可以害命的。圣经也讲他来是要什么？
偷盗。
是要偷盗杀害。我们看一下这个经节好了，约翰福音第几章？十章，看先看看第十章哈。好，约翰福音啊，如果旁边的人不熟，请麻烦帮他翻一下。约翰新约后面了哈，先刚才看的是中间，现在是后面了。好，第十章第十节，约翰第十章第十节，有没有？
有，
看到了吗？一起来，盗贼来，
无非要偷窃、
杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要教养得生命，并且得的更。
好，这里有两个对立的这个权柄。一个来要杀害，一个来怎么样？要拯救。一个是爱，他甚至爱到为我们舍命。一个是怎么样？巴不得让你对毁坏、杀害、破坏。好，那或许在我们当中，对于这个魔鬼这个概念是很陌生的，因为基本上我们这个无神主义呢，无形中就会把这个鬼也好神也好就怎么样，是不是还是一样会怕鬼？没有神也会怕鬼。OK，
说不怕的是假的，真的有情况。
好，如果我们的经验是没有神可是会怕鬼，那表示说事实上人心里面是知道有神的，只是你不知道哪一位啊，你也不想，你也觉得我不需要啊。但是呢，那你说我不怕鬼，那我问你一个问题，你怕不怕死？对于那个以后生命结束后的这个以后呢，你有没有一种惧怕或一种焦虑感？好，这个我不谈这个，但是我要告诉你的一个观念是，这里讲的魔鬼撒旦不是电影里面的看的那些那个叫什么什么，青面獠牙，然后呢不是那一种哈，不是那一种，是一股恶势力。有时候你看不到，圣经上甚至说呢，他化妆成光明的天使。你有没有看过一种人哈，跟你笑，跟你让你感觉他很好，可是里面有刀，一把刀子，他后面捅你一别人看不到的时候，他就有他的那个手段。有没有看过这种人？就是说有我们讲的这个魔鬼呢，不是我们想的那个形象化的。好，事实上那是人自己去塑造的。好，因为人怕鬼嘛，就把鬼形容成那个骷髅头的样子或怎么样哈。那现在这个他的可怕呢，是在于他的那种手段，还有引诱哈，就是他用一个方法引诱你，因为他的目的就是要杀害，就是要破坏，要让你的生命进入永远的灭亡。这是为什么我们说神爱世人，将他独生子给我们，凡是叫信他的，叫我们得到永生，不至灭亡。那个灭亡不是死亡啊，死亡这个身体每一个人都要结束的，可是是我们灵魂的跟神永远的离开。本来我们灵魂，我们的身体全人是神造的，是很美好的，神要我们享受生命跟他的关系，可是呢整个就被魔鬼破坏了。好好，那又接到刚才的问题，为什么神容许 魔鬼，甚至还跟这个撒旦讨论，你看看有没有看到我这个，哎呀，这是我心爱的孩子，那么的敬畏我，那么的相信我。一开始的时候，魔鬼之所以会长拿到这个权柄，是神造的第一个人，第一对夫妇把权柄奉送给他。如果你看那个创世纪的第一章到第三章，你就看到那里的魔鬼的表现呢，是表现在一条蛇的身上，因为魔鬼本身他是会附身的。好，
那个时候蛇好像有脚。
对对，好，那你说为什么可以把这个权柄奉送在魔鬼的手上呢？因为神造人有我们的自由意志，有我们自由选择的意志，这个是人最大的尊严光荣啊。我们都常说生命诚可贵，若怎么样，爱情价更高，若为自由故。为什么人会为自由可以舍命？因为人这个自由本身是神给人的一个很尊贵的。当你没有自由呼吸一定要靠呼吸器的时候，你没有自由走动一定要靠人家抬你的时候，那是最痛苦的，不是身体的痛，那个是最痛苦的。我们都还没有到那个地步。你看那老年人慢慢的失去他们，像妈咪慢慢开车也会，我会开始慢慢孱弱的时候，那一个是看到自己的那个萎缩，不能自由自主了，那个是我们人最痛苦的。那神造人给我们自由自主的这个选择能力，他已经给我们，他就不收回去，但是他有他的方法，他有他的方法怎么样来面对这个魔鬼的势力。为什么他今天还没有把他挪走？好，那我问一个问题，刚才我们的那个圣经说魔鬼有权力或者是有能力可以夺走人的生命，他容许他，他容许他，对，因为这个权柄本来是神的嘛，后来亚当夏娃选择送给魔鬼嘛，交给魔鬼，他们不是说知道而去做，而是在那种受到引诱下就把它交给魔鬼了。好，那现在的本来是神造人很单纯，人应该跟神就像父子父女的关系，现在已经不单纯了。那神的一个不变的道理，不变的那个律的，就是说我一定要对方甘心情愿的来选择，我不会用强迫的方法，不管在什么时候都是要对方甘心情愿的。这个不是我们婚姻里面最大的一个期待吗？甘心情愿的。为什么女人都不跟丈夫说你要什么，就让他去猜，讲了就不美啦。我要他甘心情愿的，你对不对？我这样讲有没有道理？你们有没有常常就讲要绕半天也不直接讲，他也不晓得你在生气什么，难道今天哪一个日子都不知道吗？因为你要他甘心情愿的，真的是在意你，这是我们一个心里面的一个自由意志的一个表现。哈，如果你要问我什么叫自由意志，神也是一样，因为他造我们，他本身有自由意志，他造我们也有自由意志，他要我们甘心情愿的。第一次失败了，他说好，我再给你一个机会，我用另外一个方法，让我们自己选择甘心情愿的，能够走回家，能够来信任他。他没有强迫我们，没有把我们当傀儡啊。所以其实我们教孩子的时候，我们在教导他，给他一些规范的时候，我们也要尊重他们的自由意志。通常我们越小的时候，我们就很容易就怎么样，好像你是皇帝，他就应该听你的，每次你一句话出来，他就是应该怎么样，就是我们会用一个命令的方式，那对啊，罪的那个就是自我为中心。但是基本上我们都忽略了，我们人有一个从生出来就有自由意志的这种很尊贵的能力在那里，不管他多小，他会有一个我要我不要。那因为人有罪性，所以孩子第一个表现的是什么 ？No。那个就是自由意志，不要，奇怪了，不教他做坏事，不教他生气，不教他讲不要，他就那么会讲不要，偏偏那个要很难讲，很难去做到，这个就是人的一个那个意志上已经生病了哈。等一下我们会谈到生病哈，我讲到哪里去了？好，那刚才回答 这个问题，就是说啊，为什么神没有阻止他？因为神要用另外一个方法。本来神给我们是一个很完美、很轻松的方式来享受，现在呢已经被污染了，那他需要用个方法来解决这个问题。到这地步，有一天当神掌权的时候，这个世界都要结束的哈。这个从圣经的预言告诉我们，我们也看到这个世界的这个改变哈，已经不像以前那么稳定了哈。当有一天结束的时候，这世界要结束容不容易啊？现在我只要坐在我的那个一个房间里面，按一下那个核弹，按一下，容不容易啊？太容易了啊！光是一个那个海啸就可以盖多少地方，就可以翻天覆地啊！那当这个世界的整个结束的时候，就是神把权柄收回来的时候，那个时候就是一个界限了。你有没有甘心啊？情愿的选择要回到神这边来啊，就是变成你要做一个选择啦，一个最后选择。那一天什么时候我们都不知道啊。那这样有没有给你一点答案？神的用意跟方法都是为了爱我们，你需要信任这一点。好，那我回到刚才约伯记里面的啊，这个我要讲的重点啊。我们说魔鬼有能力可以害命，但是有一个答案，有一个你绝对安全的答案是什么？像约伯一样，不管任何的情况，不管约伯怎么逼那撒旦怎么样啊，用方法要来迫害我，你可以往这个约伯后面看哈。约伯的情绪上、身体上各方面受到很多很多的痛苦，但是妈咪跟他讲一句话，那会害你身体的不要怕他，会害你灵魂的才要小心。所以呢，约伯对于这一点他或许不懂这些，但是他有抓到一点，反正我的希望就在神身上。所以呢，从头到尾，或许他没有儿女了，或许他的朋友都离弃他，都对他都给他只有给他痛苦。他朋友后来跟他讲很多定他的罪哈，就是你一定做什么错事啦，不然不会遭到那么大的一个结局啦哈。但是呢，从头到尾，约伯除了痛苦啊、抑郁之外，甚至有一个地方他还希望我不要生下来，那人的情绪上的一个重担哈，一个受不了啦。但是他从头到尾没有离开他的神。他知道我这个人可能要有一天要死的啊，而且那种痛苦的想说早死早好，可是我知道我要面对，我要见我的救赎主。刚才有没有谈到这一节？我死后要见我的救赎主。所以让我们安全放心的是，你要找到这一位爱我们的神。有时候我们是被魔鬼的各种方法把我们引诱了，把我们迫害了，可是找到这一位爱我的神，而且我要信任他，即使在这种情况下面很黑暗，你还是知道我的救赎主活着，而且他不会撇弃我，不离不弃的爱，这是唯一的盼望。他唯一在意的是，糟糕，我的神在哪里？我要看我的神啊！他那个时候没有说，哎呀，他没有求说医治我的身体，也没有求说我为他的孩子怎么样，他只有求一件事情，让我见到你，让我见到你。他知道他的盼望就在神身上。所以基督徒已经信主的人，我们要记得，不管任何的情况，很多都可以被剥夺，但是你对神的信心不能垮，你对人的期待也会失望，对世界的各方面的那个你也会惊慌，可是对这位神抓住你的信心。所以保罗说，我打了一个美好的仗，这个信心是要打仗的，是要挣扎的，我守住了我所信的，只有这个才是我们的答案。因为他是一开始给我们生命，从开始到亘古到永远爱我们的神啊。所以希望今天这样的一个课程呢，能够帮助我们当中不认识有这个幽暗世界的，不认识神的我们的朋友呢，能够做一点思考啊，我的人生有很多我把握不住的。然后请大家不管是信的跟不信，都不要落入一个局面，为什么，为什么，当我们说为什么的时候， 你要你就掉进那个陷阱里面去了。可以，你可以跟神说，神啊，我需要你，你让我知道我该怎么做。这样的话就不会引入那个迷宫，很多的叹息。刚才我说约伯里面有三十几章都是在找为什么为什么为什么。对神很简单，第一章让我们看到约伯是怎么受到苦难的，当中有一个迫害者。最后一章让我们看到神等着要赐福他，要让他得到那个结果。好，所以会过去的，苦难会过去。